Hey, Swan, everyone. So we didn't cover this completely yesterday, but let's redo the Ramah. So the Ramah says, so we're talking about the brachos, and specifically we were talking about you haven't seen somebody in a long time, someone you had a relationship with, and so you haven't seen them in 30 days, you haven't seen them in 12 months. Then how about if you never saw the person? It was just through letters, things like that. Do you also make the bracha shechianu? We say you don't. We discuss why. And then we started seeing the Ramah, famous Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh ha'mim shenasa b'no bar mitzvah, that there are those who say that if a person has a son and the son becomes bar mitzvah, yivarech, they make the bracha. Bracha tasha melkina me'acholam, shepetarani me'oncho shel zeh. That you absolve me from the punishment of this person. And the Ramah says, V'tov l'vrach b'lo shem l'machos, the best thing is to make this bracha without Hashem's name. Without saying bracha to Hashem, you say, Rosh Hashanah Me'on Shoshal Ozeh, look in your sitter. That's generally the way it is. We also discussed yesterday that, why is this that you make it without shem l'machos? So again, we saw that in the Ramah, they bring down that this is a Ma'aril. And the Ma'aril, you should know, is one of the original, going all the way back, sources of Ashkenazi Minhagim. Way back. So the Ma'aril quotes that there's a Medrash, Breishis Rabbah, Parshas Todos. So it's a Medrash in Todos, so it's not in the Gemara anymore. So that's why some people say, you don't make this bracha. You might notice, again, when we start off, it says, Yesh Omrim, some say. That means there's some who don't say that way, right? So this is the argument. Well, it's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. So we saw the Vilna Gaon says, you say Hashem's name, okay, fine. And others say also, you say Hashem's name. Now, what I left you with yesterday is the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, he also says you say with Shem Malchus, but the Aruch HaShulchan that says that again the simple explanation of the bracha is that Hashem and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down that I thank you Hashem, I'm not responsible for this kid anymore, right? So we mentioned this yesterday. It until that point the father is obligated mitzvah chinuch. And afterwards, he's not obligated to mitzvah chinuch. He had to be mechanech the kid until that age. Now, obviously, the Mishnah Berurah says that doesn't mean you're scot-free, right? You have the mitzvah chacha, and that continues. And we all know a parent always remains a parent. And you always have to direct your kid. There's a story about Rabbi Gonsweig, I'll wish him about that. But, yeah. So, no, we don't, and you'll see why. So now, what we didn't talk about, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, so that's a simple explanation, but the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that another twist to this bracha is Patarani Mancha Shalazeh, is that also the child could suffer under bar mitzvah because of what the parent did. Even though we generally say that Lo Yemusu Avos Banim Al Avos, but still, until that point, the haben nan nash be'ovna av, could be that the child would suffer because of the parent. So now we're both on our own. So you're giving thanks to Hashem for that reason. Okay, I'm not responding. So again, there's a mitzvah chacha and so on and so forth. But the Mishnah Berurah says mitzvah al adam laso suda biyom shenase b'no bar mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that about bar mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, you know, different opinions that when you make this bracha. So again, the Machaber said, "Mishenasa b'no bar mitzvah." When your son becomes bar mitzvah, when on the day he becomes bar mitzvah. So again, in other places, the Mishnah Berurah talks about has to be 13 complete years, and 13 in a day. It's not really 13 in a day, but has to be 13 complete years. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, says that that now the custom is that the actual nagu shlo levarach ad shasha nar mispalo betzibor betorah shatz. Then now we make a bracha when, not necessarily the second the kid becomes bar mitzvah, but rather when the kid gets up to daven for the amud as a chazan, you know, now he's bar mitzvah, so he can be the chazan. Oshu kora b'torah, b'shabbos ha-rishona, or he lanes on the first Shabbos, right? So that's where bar mitzvah comes from, that we make it on Shabbos, the kid lanes. Here's the idea, not that he has to. Sha'az no, so what's the idea? So he's serving his chazan. He's laying. So what's the idea behind that? Very interesting mishabura. So the Chofetz Chaim says, She'az no de la rabin shu bar mitzvah, because then everybody knows he's a bar mitzvah. Right? He couldn't lay before, he's not bar mitzvah. He couldn't be chazim before, he's not bar mitzvah. Ah, he down for the amud today. He laying today. Ah, he must be bar mitzvah. That's a big deal. And everybody knows about it. U'mitzvah adam laso su'uda b'yom shenasa b'no bar mitzvah. Very interesting mishabura. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, and there's a mitzvah to make a suda. Make a suda. On the day that the son becomes bar mitzvah, kiyom shenichnas l'chupa. Like the day he gets married. People make a big deal when people get married. I'm not saying you have to make the same thing. V'hayinu biyom shenichnas l'shnas yodalad. Right? On the day that he enters the 14th year, that's where the 13 and a day comes from. It's really not 13 and a day, the Mishpah says in other places. But it's like the day you get married. So that day, because he's obligated, so the Chofetz Chaim says, V'atam asuda mishum de'akshav nase ish Yisrael. What's the big deal? Because this day he's become a man, like they used to say. Shnitztava b'mitzvos ha-Torah. He's obligated to do mitzvos ha-Torah. Big deal. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, we've seen this in other places, that if the kid gives a Dvar Torah, so then definitely, even whether it's the day or it's not the day, they become Bar Mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. If the kid gives a Dvar Torah, as we know they do, so even Afilo Eino Bel Soyom, even if you're making the Suda not on the day he's becoming quote-unquote Bar Mitzvah, it doesn't work out chronologically. It's a couple days off, a couple days later, so then it's still a Suda Mitzvah, because whenever you give a Dvar Torah at a Suda, it's considered Dvar Mitzvah. It's a Sudas Mitzvah, excuse me. So that's the idea of Bar Mitzvah. So again, do we make the bracha? Do we not? Everybody makes the bracha. The question is, do you say Hashem's name? So again, the Rama says you don't. The Vilna Gaon and others say you do. So different places do different things. Okay, so in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow we'll pick this up. We'll talk about the famous idea. There's a famous idea about making a Shachiyanu on a new fruit. New fruit, famous idea, but I'm going to have to clarify that tomorrow.